USS United States at sea. Cabin. Day. Barbara and Eugene stand by the window of their small room, their eyes filled with excitement as they watch the vast ocean stretching out before them. The ship cuts through the waves, carrying them on their journey to England. Barbara, gently rubbing her stomach. Eugene, I think I'm going to be sick again. This seasickness is relentless. Eugene rushes to Barbara's side, offering her a comforting hand. Eugene, hang in there, Barbara. It's just a temporary discomfort. Once we reach land, you'll feel better, I promise. Barbara manages a weak smile, grateful for Eugene's support. Next to deck, day. Eugene sits on a deck chair, engrossed in Europe on $5 a day, while Barbara reads his art history book nearby. The wind blows through his hair as he calculates their budget. Eugene, muttering to himself, $10 a day. Babs, we need to stretch every penny, find the most affordable accommodations, and explore on a tight budget. Barbara listens intently, her eyes fixed on Eugene, admiring his resourcefulness and determination. Barbara, we'll figure it out, Eugene. The stipend from your grant will go a long way. Eugene nods, a glimmer of excitement mixed with the weight of responsibility in his eyes. Barbara, did you hear what my bubby said at the party? Yiddish accent. It won't be easy. Crossing in Zap boat, I was sick for a week. Eugene, Barbara, they came across in steerage. Barbara laughs. Eugene, but this journey is about more than just money. It's about the experiences, the people we'll meet. USS United States, at sea, dining hall, evening. Barbara and Eugene sit at a table, sharing a simple meal provided by the ship with six other guests. The gentle rocking of the vessel creates a sense of camaraderie among the passengers at their table. They exchange glances, finding solace in each other's presence amidst the unknown. Eugene smiles, a mix of gratitude and determination shining in his eyes. Woman passenger, are you two on your honeymoon? Barbara. No, actually, Eugene is going to be studying. Eugene won the Fulbright Prize. Woman passenger, very impressive young man. You must be very clever. Barbara clever. Yes, that's Eugene. Very clever. Eugene lifts a glass and toasts. As my dear wife said, our budget may be limited, but our spirit and passion for adventure are boundless. We'll immerse ourselves in the cultures, connect with fellow travellers, and embrace the journey ahead. Cheers, everybody at the table toasts. Barb and Jean clasp hands, their fingers intertwining, ready to face the challenges and embrace the wonders that await them.